and you're listening to Thursday Night's Arena with me, Evelyn O'Rourke. Over a 35-year career, Nurse with Wound has been producing consistently imaginative, unorthodox and experimental music. The band is hosting a sleep concert at the Drogheda Arts Festival, so last Friday we sent A.B. Philbin Bowman to County Clare to meet Nurse with Wound. Before we talk to A.B. though, let's get a taste of the music itself. So this is a short extract from the band's album Paranoia in Hi-Fi.
We proudly present Nurse with Wound, a group who sounds even more remarkable than their unsettling name suggests. Think jazz, think punk attitude, then think anything that comes to mind. Give up, and you've got a track called almost unpronounceably Coolurta Moon.
He certainly makes interesting sounds. Tell us a little bit about Nurse with Wound.
Well, Nurse with Wound started as a band in 1978 by Stephen Stapleton, who's now the band, essentially, with his two best mates, John Fothergill and Heman Pathak. He basically got an offer. He was working as a sign painter. He actually saw John Cleese walking down the street, which broke the ice for a conversation with the guy who said, listen, if you've got any experimental bands and you want to do some cheap recording time, let me know. And he made up having a band with his two best mates. They turned up, started making music and called it Nurse with Wound. It's worth mentioning, I think, the track we just heard was their most commercial release ever. That got into the top 20 because they sold the CD for 99p as a stunt. So that was kind of quite clever. He's basically very enthusiastic about experimental music. And I asked him, how would he define the work that he does? And in the answer you're about to hear, I've illustrated the answer with a clip from one of his pieces, which is called You Walrus Hurt the One You Love.
Sound sculpture. As I'm not a musician, I can't play anything. And nor would I want to play anything. I like the sounds that I can get from household objects or...
What do you want to make those eyes at me for?
In fact, anything at all that makes a sound is part of my palette. I just play around with sound and I play around with words. It's like Play-Doh, really. Till something actually sounds interesting to me. Generally, it has a humorous edge. But some of the pieces of music I've done are incredibly serious pieces where I've spent a lot of time on them and I've deliberately kept out of the comedy elements, but I've given them a silly title. I'm very serious about my music, but I'm also be the first one to take the piss out of it.
Nurse with the Wound there, talking about You Walrus Hurt the One You Love. AB, a lot of this music is put together in his home in the middle of nowhere in County Clare. Tell us a little bit about where he's set up.
Basically, he grew up in London, as you can probably hear from his accent, and in 1989 he bought a cottage in County Clare. He had friends who lived there. One of them said, I live in paradise, there's a cottage up the road for sale, do you want to come over? Of course I asked how much it cost. I wouldn't be Irish if I hadn't. It was 14 grand punt in those days, as he said. And he just started he'd been making music for a while anyway, but he wants to get out of London, raise his kids in a nice rural environment. And he said the cottage came with a goat. The goat was pregnant, and pretty soon he was a goat farmer, learning from scratch and making stuff all the way.
And he's constantly working at things, be it music, be it craftsmanship. I mean, it's the house itself. Does it tell a story?
Well, I'm going to tweet some pictures from the RTÉ Arena account shortly, because just to give people an impression of it. I mean, he doesn't call himself a musician. I don't think he calls himself a master stonemason or a master painter, but he's just very creative. And the whole place, it's a bit like walking through a modern art gallery. You know, some of the stuff is really thought-provoking. Some of it you go, that's not really my taste. Somebody else would probably walk through and feel the same, but about different pieces of art. He was telling me that coachloads of Japanese tourists who are coming to the Burren will often stop by and actually have a look and sort of get out and take photographs, and they really love it. But nobody in the local area has ever mentioned the front gate to him. So I asked him to describe a little bit of his process and how he actually makes this music.
You know, you'd have to make every single sound yourself. There was no short ways of doing it. You know, if you wanted a tape loop, you'd have to make a physical tape loop. Actually, I really miss that. I really miss dealing with magnetic tape, where you could actually just sit down and work for, I don't know, 10 hours, 14 hours, for 15 seconds of music with 100 edits in it. Very rewarding, time consuming, but just a fantastic process. It's so easy to make unusual music these days on a computer, but completely unrewarding. And a lot of people are making music that just don't have any idea. So there is thousands of albums coming out probably every week, and no one would hear them all, but I hear a lot of the stuff. But to be honest, I have to go back to the 70s and 80s for interesting music. I don't see that there's much around today that causes excitement.
So he actually misses the old technology, AB.
And he's nostalgic for a time when it took 14 hours to put together experimental music. And I think actually part of the reason that he is so popular and so successful is because he started doing this 35 years ago when you had to spend 14 hours to make 15 seconds of experimental music. If he was making it today, I think it's so easy to make, he'd be drowned out. He was telling me how many people do make this kind of music. He might himself be drowned out. He talks about a particularly seminal piece before he came to Ireland called Spiral Insana, which again is illustrated with some of the music, the piece itself, Spiral Insana.
I did a piece, an album, called Spiral Insana back in the 80s, which was based around music going round and round in your head, like an earworm. Germans call it an earworm. If you have a phrase, you hear a crap pop record, and you just hear one line and you hate that bloody thing, but you can't get it out of your head. It goes round and round. So I was working on that idea, and for every couple of minutes this piece of music would come back to something that was just going round and round in your head and driving you absolutely insane, and then suddenly it would click off into something completely different. You'd actually get rid of that sound and you'd head off into a new vista, and a different mood would take you. Again.
Certainly one for all the senses, this music. How do audiences respond to this? I mean, you're dancing in your chair, but how
Well, I mean, he does have a very dedicated fan base, and there are people who just really like experimental music. They want to hear something they've never heard before. And I said to him, you know, there's funny bits, this is quite humorous sometimes, the jumps are deliberately humorous, they laugh in all the right places, but the rest of the time they are incredibly, they sit still, they really enjoy it extremely patiently and quietly. And this is what he had to say about his fan base and about the Sleep Concert.
They're amazingly obedient, which is great, because a lot of our pieces when we play live are very, very quiet and very sparse, with very little happening, which is how I've actually come to the Sleep Concert, really. It was those moments that I enjoy playing more than any other, and those moments that I enjoy when I listen back to the tapes of the concerts that I really get off on. So I started to think about, well, if I could expand this a little bit and get rid of the band and just keep like floating tones and as minimal as I possibly can. A very comfy, cozy night in bed with some stimulating visuals and some dream-inducing music based on heartbeat throbs. I don't know the actual location yet, so I can't divulge that.
I'm intrigued by his reference or description of his audience and fan base as obedient, AB.
Well, indeed. There was a gig in 1983 which he was at in the audience. It was an industrial gig, very, very raw. And somebody started urinating on the stage and then turned out, urinated on him. And he got into a huge fight with this guy. And the guy said to him, "Screw you, I'm not leaving until Nurse With Wound is on." And he said, "I am Nurse With Wound. Get lost." And stormed out to the pub, which is actually where he ended up meeting one of his lifelong collaborators. So no wonder he likes an obedient audience at this point.
Stephen Stapleton, also known as Nurse With Wound, was talking to AB Philbin Bowman, and the bus taking people to this secret location for the Sleep Concert will pick ticket holders up outside the High Lanes Gallery in Drogheda at 10 p.m. on Friday the 2nd of May and deposit them back on Saturday morning. Full details are drogheda artsfestival.ie.